may the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Ọlọ́run alaye ko wa pẹ̀lú yín bẹ́ẹ̀ bá ti ń darapọ̀ mọ́ ètò Trumpet of Peace kàkà kí àlàáfíà tọ̀sẹ̀ yìí ètò yìí kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìmísí àti agbẹ̀rẹ̀ mímọ́ Ọlọ́run alaye tí ń ṣiṣẹ́ àmì àtiṣẹ́ ìyanu nílé ayé onípòjípò ètò yìí sì wá láti iléeṣẹ́ Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jésù Kristì ló gbétò yìí kalẹ̀ ẹni àmì òróró ránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run alaye ìlú Mọ́ká oníwàásù àgbáyé ni ajíhìnrere Alabi Job Ọlọ́run ń lò lórí ètò yìí ẹ jẹ́ ká farabalẹ̀ ká wà nǹkan fìdílé káwo bọ́ Ọlọ́run ó ṣe máa ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ sí àmì àtiṣẹ́ ìyanu kọ̀ǹgbẹ̀kọ̀ǹgbẹ̀ láti inú ọgbà àjàrà sílé ayé orí kọ̀ọ̀kan wa tó bá fọkàn dọ́gba pẹ̀lú ètò yìí kí Ọlọ́run jẹ́ kí ọ̀rọ̀ náà sọ èmi àti ẹyin di ohun èlò àlàáfíà.
We thank God for bringing us your way this day. In case you are listening to us for the first time, we began to talk to you on the theme, futility of waging war against other people's destiny. This is the message we want to continue. Our Bible passage for today is taken from the book of Esther, chapter number 6. Please pick your Bible. Book of Esther, chapter number 6. We want to read from verses 12 through 14. Esther, chapter number 6. Verses 12 through 14. The word of God reads, and Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house mourning and having his head covered. And Haman told everything that has happened that has befallen him. Then said his wise man, and Zeres his wife unto him. Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews. Before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against it, but shall surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking, came the king's chamberlain and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for how far you have led us. In understanding the futility of waging war on another person's destiny, we believe you have blessed your people, and we know you will still bless them. So as your word goes for today, Father, speak to your people. Son, speak to your people. Holy Spirit, speak to your people and take all the glory. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Announcement.
Moment of revelation for this quarter comes up next Friday and Saturday, March 28 and 29. Futility of waging war on other people's
behalf. In our
last message, we already explained the reality of destiny. But for the sake of those of you may be listening now, destiny has to do with God's purpose for sending you to the world. It is quite different from your birth and your place of birth. Destiny is so very real. It is about what God knows about you even before you are formed. Dear listener, you are somebody to God. Somebody to God. Even before you are born. So I want you to know that you are a person of destiny. But we are talking about the futility of waging war on other people's destiny. The person we want to bring to you today, the destiny we know was very terrifying to the enemy. Is the person called Mordecai. We have just three questions to answer. Number one, who was Mordecai and what can we say about his destiny? Number two, who was Haman? The one who made himself enemy to Mordecai and the people of Israel. Who really was it? Number three, how did he end? Let's take these questions after your sentence. What can we say about Mordecai? In the book of Esther, chapter number 2,
that
is why you see what the Bible says in verse 5. Now in Susa, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. A certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, and son of
Shimei,
the son of
Kisi,
a Benjamin.
Mordecai.
Mordecai. The first thing we notice here is that Mordecai was connected with Judas. Could this be one of the reasons why he faced so many challenges? Judah was a prominent person in Israel. And Mordecai was connected to
Judah.
So that's the first thing we have to know about
Mordecai.
He was connected to Judah. Judah was very, very important.
Judas is the only one who was in Israel.
Secondly, this is not something
He's
still in that verse. Had a very little beginning. Though he was a man with great destiny, but his beginning was very small. He's talking about somebody who was anonymous. Somebody who was not significant. Although Israel was mentioned later, this must be related to who he became later. And at this beginning, he was known as an ordinary person whose name was not worth to mention. It's not where you are now that matters. God is taking. In history, we have known people who began as messengers, who eventually became CEOs. We know people who are known as anonymous people, eventually become famous. That will be your own portion. But there is a challenge here. Mordecai, as a gatekeeper, was fond of maltreating people at the gate. If he was fond of taking bribes, and if he was bad to the people, because at that gate, so many bad things were happening.
Each child came to the world with a particular
voice.
is part of that destiny.
The
glory that God has sent you into the world, no matter what the enemy does, that glory shall manifest. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. That is the first thing we must not consider about is that just
Mordecai,
his destiny was connected to the nation of Israel.
As without
Mordecai,
Mordecai,
the nation of Israel, this is a lesson to all. Maybe the person that God is preparing to change the destiny of this nation is currently a gate
man.
Maybe somebody that nobody cares about. No matter how long it takes, the Lord is going to raise our own Mordecai in this nation, and we shall be set free from all of our oppressors. In the name of Jesus,
Saul,
and the people spear Agar, and the crest of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the oxen, and of the cow, and so on. And you love it. There was the sense of the to bring us to God on a person, sorry, and a family that was wicked. It was wicked.
Egon to Shelley, Egon to Shelley, and they will not keje e gbo ese ikesa ati ikewa ese ikesa ati ikewa e ko si
beli
ni I will
say
one
of the
chamber
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabijo. And the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gift now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Alaku of Adeniyan Memorial Drama School, Randa, Ogbomoso, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomoso, email copia_ICS@yahoo.com. Láti nǹkan bí ọgbọ̀n ìṣẹ́jú sẹ́yìn lẹ́tí ń jaládé òkú sí pẹ̀sẹ̀ mílíọ̀nù ìjọba ọ̀run tó ń wá láti ẹni ní àmì òrò ọlọ́run aláàyè ajínrere àgbáyé mi ẹni ọ̀wọ̀ alábíjò tó partner Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated ló ṣe nígbọ̀wọ́ ètò yìí tó gbélékè ìjọ ọlọ́run ìwọ náà lẹ́ẹ̀dí alábàápín àti ìrànlọ́wọ́ láti ṣe onígbọ̀wọ́ ètò náà nípa fífi ẹ̀dùn ìfẹ́ ti ránṣẹ́ sí Christ Headquarters Campus pátá alápò ọ̀pàdé náà nàìjíríà gàmà sùn rándà ìlú mọ̀ṣọ́ àkójì ìbáránṣẹ́ bí ó ṣe In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message from the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabijo. And the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gift now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Alaku of Adeniyan Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomoso, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomoso, email copia_ICS@yahoo.com.
Láti nǹkan bí ọgbọ̀n ìṣẹ́jú sẹ́yìn lẹ́tí ń jaládé ètò tí ń fẹsẹ̀ ní mílíọ̀nù ìjọba tó ń wá láti ẹni ní àmì òrò ọlọ́run aláàyè ajínrere àgbáyé ni ẹni ọ̀wọ̀ alábíjò tó partner Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated ló ṣe onígbọ̀wọ́ ètò yìí tó gbélékè ògbò ọlọ́run ìwọ náà lẹ́ẹ̀dí alábàápín àti olùrànlọ́wọ́ láti ṣe onígbọ̀wọ́ ètò náà nípa fífi ẹ̀bùn ìfẹ́ ti ránṣẹ́ sí Christ Headquarters Campus, Papa Alapo of Adeniyan Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomoso, àpótí ìfiránṣẹ́ PO Box 1912, Ogbomoso, email copia_ICS@yahoo.com. Ẹ̀tún pàdé wa lórí ètò yìí lọ́jọ́ mẹ́jọ ní dédé àsìkò yìí kan náà. Àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run alàyè kó wà pẹ̀lú yín. eleke ogo olorun iwo na le je alabapin ati olorunlowo lati se onigbowo eto na nipa fifi ebun ife ti yin ranse si Christ headquarters complex papa alapo of adeniran memorial grammar school randa ogbomoso apoti ife ranse po box 1912 ogbomoso email copy_ics@yahoo.com eto pade wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na alafi olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.